1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. And this is the adorable, adoptable pet of the week from Voice for Companion Animals. Robin Mays is here. And
good morning.
You have.
Good morning. I have Frank, a.k.a. Franklin, a.k.a. Franks and Beans. Don't we all Don't we all have nicknames?
Franks and Beans.
Yes,
nicknames for
Beans.
Nicknames for all of our animals and probably children as well, that everybody gets a nickname. So
does he toot, toot, toot like a tootin' cowboy?
OMG. Yes.
I love it. that's a healthy gut.
We had to seek professionalism, professional for the odoriferous emanation that came from.
Odoriferous. That's a very polite way to put it.
Oh, there he goes.
But he's doing great. He's doing great. He is growing, and you can tell he's much healthier now because he's much bigger.
Yes, well, okay. And he's so active.
He's very active now.
How did you find him, or was he a rescue?
One was another one that was found. I'm getting them all mixed up. We've taken so many calls. I believe this is the one that was found at North Walmart that
been dropped. In the parking lot.
Must have been dropped from someone's vehicle or something like that, which happens. It happens a lot because they go up and look for a safe place away from predators are away from noise and things, and sometimes vehicles sitting out are, especially in winter, but obviously we're not in winter, but it's a safe place. So you will see that in random locations every year that we'll hear one in a parking lot somewhere or something like that. So
it just breaks my heart, and I want to adopt them all. Robin, I saw something on Facebook last night that just filled my heart with joy.
Yes.
You were having a low inventory on pet food.
Right.
Can you tell our listeners what happened?
Yeah, we've had our pet food pantry. One of the goals of getting a facility and getting a building instead of just kind of being foster-based was we wanted a pet food pantry. So since we came to Grand Island in 2014, we've had a pet food pantry so we could help people, seniors, veterans, anybody that's kind of down on their luck. We've always been able to provide pet cat food, dog food. See?
Oh, I'm sorry.
See?
That's it. I said that on there.
But
you're a little gassy.
No, that was me.
That was
blame
Laura.
The animal. Blame the animal.
He's a very
Frank.
Busy man.
Frank is
Aren't
very
you
busy.
Frank's very busy. I'm trying to hold him. Squirmy wormy. I love you.
Wormy.
You are just.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No,
I was playing with Frank there. Now let's get back to this.
Yes.
You were having.
Yeah,
some inventory.
We are usually easily have a couple hundred pounds of specifically cat food because a lot of our seniors have cats because they're much easier to take care of.
Right.
You don't have to let them out and chase them down and all that kind of stuff. And we actually were down to about 14 pounds is all we had. So we knew if someone came in that was going to, and they did, they took pretty much all that we had that we could offer. So we put the plea out and they kind of started right away to trickle in after that. But Wednesday, because we're open from 10 to 2, Wednesday, I think FedEx, we must be on a list now between FedEx, UPS, and Amazon that they probably never want to see us again. Because they were delivering this is how generous people are, 2 22-pound bags in one box. Here they are dropping them off, and we have to sign, you know, so if we're not there, they'll leave a note. But we were there so that we could get it. Well, so we have pictures of we can't even walk in the back door because it was coming so fast on Wednesday that we just kind of put them in there. Okay, we'll open the boxes. We mark the expiration date. So we use, you know, the ones that are going to expire. We use those first, even though we go through it fast. And all of a sudden, by Thursday, Friday, we are putting everything in the pantry going, how did we go from about 12, 14 pounds of food to easily about 800 pounds?
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going, oh, my gosh. And Saturday, when we were there, more people brought in. There's more coming.
Exactly.
And I thought, you know what? It's and we're going to go through it. That's
our
the thing.
Our community, I mean, when you put out a call to action like
truly.
That, especially our pets, but for humans too.
Yes.
Our pets need food too. And if our seniors that are struggling on a tight income or people that are going through hard times.
Right.
It's so great to know that we have Voice for Companion Animals.
And that's
fabulous.
And that's where we started back 11 years ago.
Yeah.
That is where we started.
Full circle.
Yes, we wanted to help seniors and veterans with our animals program. And to be able to continue it, especially in this day and age, if you can keep going with a program that's, you know, we don't have any, as far as contracts or anything, it's grants and donations. So when we put the plea out.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
He's declawed.
I have a question.
No, he's not declawed. He just doesn't.
Somebody clipped him.
No.
Clipped his claw?
He's some way inside.
Yeah, they're short.
Oh my gosh.
What do they call that? Retracting.
Boy. Yeah, he does not really use them much now.
No. What is the process? If somebody, they're listening, and once we put this up on our website as well, if somebody wants to adopt Frankie or Franks and Beans, what do they need to do, Robin?
Either contact us, Facebook, social media, call. We are, or walk in on Wednesdays and Saturdays between 10 and 2. You meet them, fill out an application. Depending on your situation, it's not going to take long before you can walk out with one of our cats.
Franks and Beans.
What do they call that? Vetting?
Vetting.
Making sure vetting that they're going to go to a good home.
Vetting the people and the animal.
Yes, it's all compatible.
Exactly.
They choose you. That's my opinion.
Well, cats do. Cats choose
Frank
you.
Frank doesn't like me. It just breaks my heart.
Frank's very busy.
He's just a busy boy.
And I love cats.
He's a busy boy.
I love all for animals.
He's a social... Well, I don't know where he is now.
He's social butterfly.
Usually he's running across the board trying to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to
Where's
control
Franz
the conversation.
Where's Franz Van at when you need him?
Yeah, he's
on safari. I told everybody that.
Be thankful he's not running across the board, because then we need Jim.
Well, he's here, thank
you. Okay, good. Jim's here.
Yeah. Well, Robin, is there anything that you want to let our listeners know before we wrap this up today?
Well, we are getting ready. September 13th is going to be our tailgate party. And we're going to be tailgating down Webb Road because we have three businesses. There's us, there's a Grand Island Veterinary Hospital, there's Holly Klimek Photography and Must Love Grooming all lined up. Mm-hmm. We're working on food trucks right now. We have one, Grub and Spuds, that's a go. And we've called some others waiting on answers. My gosh, we're going to have some of our items, our t-shirts, sweatshirts, because fall's coming, I hope. I'm tired of humid.
Me too.
Amen.
But a lot going on. We're still fine-tuning some things. We're hoping we have some vendors out there that'll come and sell some yummy stuff.
Cute stuff.
And
wonderful stuff.
Kind of get some people just a little bit of a tailgate theme. So Saturday, September 13th, 11 to 3.
Robin, I want to thank you for coming in today and bringing Franks and Beans.
You little stinker.
Get a hold of Voice for Companion Animals if you want to make donations, if you want to adopt. Let them know they're on Facebook.
If you want to foster, definitely. Fosters are important.
What's your phone number, quick?
402-527-8228.
All right. And they are on Facebook. Are you on Instagram and anything else?
We are on Instagram as well.
Perfect.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Yeah. Woo! Aren't you all technological? Look at us.
Don't ask me anything else, though.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
We'll be here next
week. Well, Franz Mann will see you next week if he makes it back, if a tiger doesn't eat him.
Or the crocodile.
Crocodile
Dundee. It'll be Crocodile Franz Mann.
Crocodile.
Tomorrow I'm going to say he's in Hawaii or something. It's like, where in the world is Franz Mann?
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, everybody.